Okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We are on Chaf Amud Beis. I would say it's four lines before the lines get wide. On the right side of the page, by Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the following question: Hayu muchzakin b'tavla shehi shala. We have a tablet that we know, everybody knows it belongs to her. And you know what? The get kosov oleha, there's a get written on it. V'harei hi yotza mitachas yado. And the husband has it. So we know it belongs to her. But the husband has it now, he's going to give it to her. So how'd the husband get it? So that's Rami Bar Chama's question. Because the halacha is, it has to be given from the husband. It has to belong to him. So how do you get this? We know it belongs to her. So the Gemara says, Mahu, what's the halacha? Mi amrinan, do we say, Aknuya iknisale, she was kona it to him, because she knew. She knows. But the only way this get is going to be valid is if it belongs to my husband, so therefore I'll be makna it to him. Odilma, or maybe lo yadalaknuya, she doesn't know. She doesn't know. She doesn't know. So she doesn't know. Maybe it's not valid, and maybe it didn't belong to the husband, and therefore it's not a good get. Now, Tosus points out, we said on Amar Aleph that well, if she pays the sofer, then we'll take the money away from it, we'll say Hefker Bez and Hefker, and we'll automatically say that it belonged to him. Right? Is what Tosus said, is that what we said yesterday? What? Yes. Right. So I don't say the same thing here. That we'll take it away from her and make it his. We'll make it his. So Tosfos answers, we don't, Hefker Bez and Hefker only applies by cash. We're going to take cash away from people. We're not going to take items away from people. That's what he says. He says that, Chacham Afkim in a rak ma'os, avalo chafetzim shala. Not her objects. Right? Why? Because like we always know, money's fungible, right? Items aren't. Tosfos Rosh explains. So therefore, we don't know. So the Gemara says, you know what? Amar Abaye Tashma Avaraya Afhu Heyid Al Kfar Katan Shaya Betzad Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in the Masechta Idiyos was testifying about certain events, and he said, you know what? There was a little town next to Yerushalayim. There was an old guy there. He was lending money to everybody. The Kosev Ksav Yado. He was writing out documents that everybody owes him money. And people were signing. Everything here is legitimate. Nothing, no funny business going on. The story came in front of the Chacham. And they said, it's fine. That was the problem. Why not? Why? What's the problem? V'habaina sefer makne voleka. The halacha is that ideally the person writing up the loan document should be the borrower, not the lender. Okay, and here it's the borrower writing up the loan document based on the pasuk in Yirmiyah. So the Gemara says, you're right. El mishum d'amrinak nu yimakne lahu. You're right. They will be makne to him. So just like in that case, the people know the halacha and they're being makna to each other, so too over here by the husband and the wife. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, umay kushya." How could you say that? Vilma maybe zuckin shiny. The old man's different. Diyadulak duya. He knows how to do that. He knows the halacha. But I was saying maybe he knows. Ella amar abaya mehacha. Another case. Arev. An arev is a co-signer. A co-signer, Hayotzi la'achar chisum. What? Right. I don't know, that's a good question. Because we're saying something more fundamental. Basically, the problem is that
this person knows halacha.
Right, because she's a woman. So we're not sure if women know the halacha. She knows the halacha.
Why is her?
It has to be his. So she has to be makna to him. He can't just take it. Okay, I'm going to write her a divorce. Let's go to her personal belongings. Oh, what can we write? Hey, I know. That's hers. I'll use that. That's not good. Now, we don't know. That's the whole problem. The whole problem is we don't know women know the halacha here. And also some old guy, old hush of a guy, he knows the halacha. Does she know? This doesn't come up every day. It's not, you know, Hilchot's kitchen. She knows this halacha. That's the problem.
He has no access to her.
No, even if he doesn't have access to her property, it has to be his. That the get has to be given from him. He can't use her stuff to write a get the gift to her. It's got to belong to him. So the question is, was she makna it to him? If she was makna, then it's his. We don't know. Mistama, we assume that she knows he's getting divorced. That's why we even have. That's why this question gets even off the ground. If she didn't even know, for sure it's no good. He went into her closet and stole her stuff and wrote a get to her. That's for sure no good. The question is, so we assume she knows about it, but does she know the halacha? So, Arev, a co-signer, Hayotze la'achar chisim shtaros, but he signed it after the signatures. After the signatures, a guy sticks in, I agree to be a co-signer. Now, we're assuming that the person who lent the money, so the Gemara says, first of all, the halacha is, if you do that, govim menachasim b'nei chorin. You can only collect from the orov, from the co-signer, from free property, not encumbered property. Why? Because since you signed it after the signature signed it, so what happened? There was a borrower and a lender. The guy went, Reuven's going to lend $1,000 to Shimon. And so Reuven's the lender. Shimon's the borrower. Now it's signed. Who holds on to this now? Who holds on to this doc? The lender. Right? The borrower went home. The Aiden went home. Now Levi says, you know what? I'll co-sign for my good friend. I'll co-sign. So nobody knew about that. There's no call. So how can we take now, go to unencumbered properties, and there's no notice. Nobody's been put on notice, as the Rashi says. Nobody's been put on notice if there's a co-signer here. So therefore, only works on B'nai Chorin, on Metaltalin, Chorin, whatever the Orov's got in his house, the stereo, stuff like that. But it can't take away land that he sold to other people because no one knew. Also, obviously, the lender, the borrower, he went home. Right? After the borrower went home, the Aiden went home, then a guy said, you know what, I'll sign, I'll co-sign. So this is very similar to the case before, where the aid, where the borrower doesn't even know what's going on. Same problem. And yet, the halacha is, you're allowed to collect from the Arov. Obviously, they knew in advance and they machna to him. So too, the woman's machna to him. That's the Gemara's raya. Right? Ravashi, my kusher, what kind of raya is that? Dilma gavra shiny, men are different. The yadi lak nuya, they know the halacha. How do you know women know that? We don't know women know that. What? In order the document. In other words, I'm aware that this, a good friend of mine wants to co-sign for me. I'm aware of that. I'm very appreciative. I know the halacha is that really the loan documents should be written by the borrowers. So I'm being knocked it back to the lender so that I can have a co-signer. That's all social lumdus. Women, we don't know if women know that. Like I said, not every day women get divorced. Right? Things that go on every day, they know. It stays by the lender. But it's supposed to be written by the borrower. So, because we want to make sure the terms are fair. What? Right, but now there's a co-signer, so now we're making a monkey wrench. Now there's a co-signer. So it must be, the only way this happened is that the borrower said, I'm being mocked in back, so to add on the co-signer. So if that's true, what was they saying about the get? So the Gemara says, no, maybe men are different. Why? Because men know the halacha. Who knows? We don't know women know the halacha. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela amar vashi mehacha, which is, we're going to have a Mishnah, I think it's tomorrow. Isha kosefes es gita, a woman could write a get. To ish kosef es shovro, a man could write a receipt that he paid the ksuva. She'en kiyam haget ela b'chosamav. Because what effectuates a get? The signatures, which means they know, the women know. They know that in order for this to happen, that's to be signatures. They're marked it full. They know the halacha. They can even write it themselves. Right? We said yesterday they take the money. We'll assume the money was given to them. So they know. Bottom line is they know. So it's all good. You have come. The husband walks into Bezdin with a get written on her property. We assume she was marked it because they know. They know that only the signatures are going to effectuate it, and they know the halacha. That's how we assume. Assuming she doesn't contest it, right. I don't know if what her contesting is going to help, but assuming she doesn't contest it, right. We assume without, no one says a word, here we are, we assume it's fine. Next, Amar Rava. Kasav lo get, if he wrote a get, the husband wrote a get, listen to this. V'nosan biyad avdo, he gives it to his eved. V'kasav lo shtar matana olav, he also writes a shtar matana to her, and he brings the eved. The eved's holding the get, and the husband says, here's a matana, I'm giving you my eved as a matana. And by the way, there's a get, he's got a get in his pocket. Right? So the Gemara says, Kina asuhu, she's coded that eved, and umizgaresha, and she's divorced. Right? One fell swoop, it's two things coming together. The eved and the get come together. She's kona the eved, she gets divorced. It's exactly kinyan chatzar. It's exactly what it is. It's kinyan chatzar. The Gemara asks, v'amai, how can this be? Chatzar mahalechet hi. It's a movable chatzar. An eved is movable. There's no such thing as a movable chatzar for kinyan chatzar. So how could this work? Don't worry, we have in 2 minutes we'll explain it all. So the Gemara says, chatzar mahalechet hi, v'chatzar mahalechet lo kana. It doesn't work. V'chi tema. And if you want to tell me, ba'omeid, the eved standing still, so he's not really movable. Yeah, v'amar Rava. Rava said, kal she'ilu mahalich, if something is movable, lo kana. Omeid. How do you read this? Right. Right, if it's movable, it doesn't make a difference if he's standing or sitting. It doesn't make a difference. So how could this work? How could he give the get to an eved? Tell the eved, go to my wife, and it's a matana. Kinyan chatzar only works on a non-movable chatzar. He's movable, he's moving around. Don't tell me he's standing still, that doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara says, "V'hilchasa bekafos." He's tied up. He's tied up. Most Mefarshim say he's also sleeping. So that already is not called a chatzah mahal. That's already not called a chatzah mahalich. It's not called move. We can't move. It's tied up.
How long?
Long enough for him to give him to her. Now, once it's in her possession, she can untie him. But she's kona it, she's kona the eved, and the divorce in his pocket. Oh, they asked that question. How could she be kona it? Masha kona isha kona baila. What? It's, the answer is it's boyan ke echad. It's boyan ke echad. That's the answer. The answer is she's kona it, and that kinyan gets the divorce. There's a halacha that in Hilchas Nida, you're not allowed to, when your wife is in Nida, you're not allowed to hand things to your wife. Right, it's one of the gzeiras about hachakas v'hilchas nida. So what if she's nida, you're handing her the get? So all the poskim say you're allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to hand things to her. Yeah, when you hand her the get, she's not your wife anymore. It's boyin ke'echa. Same idea. Right, the kinyan and the get are boyin ke'echa. So the Rashba asks, what's different between this case and the case of the Mishnah? In the case of the Mishnah, you wrote the get on the eved. The eved itself was a get. That's why the Gemara didn't ask this question, hey, what about chatzar mahaleches? By the case in the Mishnah, where you wrote it on the eved. Because when you wrote it on the eved, she wasn't getting it in the dinim of chatzar. She was getting it in the dinim of giving gets. Right? It happens to be, I wrote it on a live person. I wrote it on an eved. Here, he didn't write it on the Eved. It's in the Eved's pocket. It's different. It's very different. That's why the Gemara didn't ask on the Mishnah, hey, how could you give an Eved? How could you write a get on Eved? It's a Chatzar Ma'aleches. Because it wasn't working with Torah's Chatzar. It was working with Torah's Nesina Zaget. That's what the Rashba says. Now, Rabbeinu Yerucham says a very difficult pshat. Rabbeinu Yerucham says that the Mishnah, the case of the Mishnah was when you wrote it on the get, on the Eved itself, also the Eved's tied up. That's what Rebbeinu Yerucham says. The Eved's tied up too. Otherwise, you have a problem. So what does he mean by that? What?
Question, since the Eved moved, you had to know if the husband actually gave it, or maybe this came on his own.
No, that's not the reason. That's not the reason that... That what?
It was a question whether that get is good. Let's say there's no agent.
Right.
Right? And the woman comes
right.
So obviously it wasn't tied up.
No, but if it's not working, Mitoras Chatzar, why does the Rabbeinu Yerucham say it has to be tied up? Oh, so we don't know, right? So the Tferes Yaakov explains, maybe what's going on here is, we know that, this is, might be a little bit of a stretch, we know that, right, Yerucham Yerucham's a Rishon. Even in the case of the Mishnah, he said that it gets tied up. That the Eved's tied up. Why? Because otherwise, how are you giving it? Why can't, what's the problem? The problem is we know that Chai knows that's Atzma. You can't give a live person, because a live person you can't carry, because it carries itself. When does that not apply? The Gemara in Shabbat said, when it's tied up. So therefore, it's tied up, not because of chatzar issues. Rabbi Yerucham didn't say why it's tied up. He just said, no, it's still tied up. So Tzaraz Yaakov explained, it's not tied up because of chatzar issues, it's tied up because of Nesina issues. That's why it's tied up in the Mishnah. So even if, it's on the body of the Eved itself, according to Rabbi Yerucham, as not a Muslim Shita, it's felt to be held up because of that reason. No good? Between what? How is there... Because if you... How we... Has to do with Nesina. How's he being noting it? He can't be noting it if it has its own independent... We just send it over.
How does it require an Eved to tie it up?
What?
How do you ever acquire an Eved?
No, there's no din of Nesina by acquiring an Eved to off the street. What? Because you could be it's not here. It's, here you're not makdeh to get to her. You have to give it to her. It says v'kas of an asan. It has to be nesina. That's what he says. That's his chiddush. Okay. Now, the chiddush Yerim says later, the Gemara is going to say, let's say you have a get, and you tie a string around it, right? And you hand it to her, and she opens up this one, and then you pull it away, right? So the Gemara says that's not a good get. Why? Because no krisos. She doesn't own it. You can keep pulling it away. So until she owns it, it's not called a good get. So he said, what about over here? I'll send the Eved over, but I could be chozer that. I could be chozer the shlichus. I could send it. I'm giving you a matara, and then toch kedei dibur, I can undo what I did. So that's not a kasha. Exactly, it was never done. The case of the string, it's done. But I have a way to undo it. I have a way to get it out of her possession. Here, until Tolkien de Dibur, until those few seconds pass, it's not done. Right, okay, very good. What? That's a Tanai, it's a different thing. Tanai is a different thing. We're gonna have that on Amid Beis. What? We're going to have it on Amid Beis. You're right. If the Tanai will never be finished, it's not Krisis. You're right. 100%. If a guy says to her, you can never walk down Central Avenue, that's not a get.
No, give it back. Give it back to get in a week.
That's not Croesus. 100%. That's not. Give it back in a week? No.
How do you give it back to me?
It's a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a piece of paper. Because then it becomes a piece of paper. No, we're assuming here by the string that you're pulling the. I don't know. I'm not entirely sure what the difference would be. Next. Now, Tos has asked this question. Why is a chatzar mahalat? How does chatzar work? Why is a kinyan chatzar good? I can put it in the wife's possession. I can bring it to her doorstep and leave it there. That's good. Why is that good? Because the Gemara is going to learn that it's an extension of Yad. It's an extension of Yad. Just like Yad works, chatzar works. So ask Tosfos, wait a minute. Isn't a Yad also movable? We said that a chatzar mahaleches is no good because it's not doma to yad. Whatever the reason why chatzar maleches is no good. So doesn't the yad also move? The yad's also mahaleches. Tosfos answers, it's such a difficult answer. Tosfos answers, no. It's your body that's moving, not your hand. He brings a raya, there's a case above Metzia where a guy has something on his head and you throw something into the basket on his head and the Gemara there said that the basket's not moving, it's the body that's moving. So that's not a chatzar maleches. So too the yad. The Ramban asks, the yad has movement independent of your body, first of all. Second of all, let's say I take a get and I throw it to my wife to divorce her and it lands on her foot. Is she divorced? 100% she's divorced. the goof is mahalachet. So what's Tosfos talking about? It's very difficult Tosfos. So the Ramban answers, you know why a hand is different? Because it's in your control. You can control it. Of course it's mahalachet. That's not what we mean by chatzah mahalachet. By chatzah mahalachet we mean it's not under your control. Like an eved, you run away. You can't watch him. Mayad, I can watch. So that's the difference. You hear? Okay. Right, another part of the reverse is because the yad doesn't move. You can't move a yad. You can't separate the yad from the body. And you can, but that's pretty weird. We're going to have that on our base. Don't have that about the Evid. You can do that to an Evid. You can take the Evid's hand off. But, since that's not a normal thing, that's not considered a mahalachas because it can't be separated. An Evid can run away. You can't control the Evid. Okay, next. Vama Rava. Kasav lo get. You write a get of an asna b'chatero, and you put it into her chatzar. The kasav lo shtar matana alav, and then you give her the chatzar. Kina also, it's good. Umagaresh has bo, and she's divorced. Right? Now, vitzrichi, and you need both cases. I need the case of the eved, giving her the eved, and I need the case of giving her the chatzar. Why? The tzricha, the yashmi, and eved. If I only would have had the case of eved, I would have thought dafke eved. Only in eved this is true. Aval chatzar, but by a chatzar, we would never say such a thing. Why not? Because ligzar bishom chetzera habal l'achar mikan. We're going to be gozer. Let's say I put the get in somebody else's chatzar. And I put it in my neighbor's chatzar, my good friend. Then my neighbor gives the chatzar to the woman, to my wife. Is that going to be a good get? Of course not. I put the get in the chatzar, in the next door neighbor's chatzar, then my next neighbor is going to give it to my wife as a gift. Is that going to work? Of course not. Why? I didn't give her the get. There's no nesina here. So because this might happen, I would think we should go there all chatzar. Kamashmal, and we're not. Okay? The iashm in chatzar, and if I would only have the case of chatzar, I would have thought Dafka chutzer. Aval eved ligzar kapos atu she'eno kapos. Maybe I should be gozer cases where the eved is not tied up. Tied up atu when it's not tied up. Even, and we said if it's not tied up, it's not a good get. It's not a good nesina. Kamash Shmuel, we don't make such a gzera. Tosfos asks, why don't we make a gzera? Wait a minute. Maybe you're going to give the get to a third person's eved, and then that guy will give the eved to the wife. He's holding on to the get. Why don't we go to that? So Tosfos says the only way this is going to work is if he's tied up and sleeping, we said, and you're going to give it to your friend when he's tied up and sleeping, holding the get, and then he's going to be transferred to the wife, and he's still sleeping, still tied up, and still holding the get. That's so not shchiyah. The gzera for something that's so far-fetched. So therefore, we don't make such a gzera. Now, Amar Abaya, Michti, wait a minute. Chatzah, mehechis Ravi, how do we know that a chatzah works, a kinyan chatzah? Miyada. From the din of miyada, it's extension of her hand. Miyada, this is a very difficult gemara here. Miyada, the issue baby died to be bal karcha. Just like I can give it to a woman with her permission and against her will, I can hand it to her whether she likes it or not. So too, af chatzera. So too, the only way kinyan chatzah will work is the issue baby died to be bal karcha. If it'll work, whether it's bidaita or shalom bidaita. V'hamatana midaita isya. Matana can only work midaita. She doesn't have to accept that gift. He says, by the way, honey, I'm giving you my field, and there's a get on it. I'm not taking that. Yes, he can hand it to her against her will 100%. But she doesn't have to accept it. Balkarcha lesa. There is no balkarcha. Therefore, says Abaya, I don't think kinyan chatzah works. It has to be like Yad. Yad has to work. Yad only works if it's both. Chatzah doesn't have to work by both.
Since
I found you a case where it doesn't work bal karcha, that's what Abaya is saying. I found you a case where it doesn't work. Yad always works bal karcha. There's no way. There's no situation, there's no case you can come up with where it won't work. But I found you a case where it won't work bal karcha, where it's a gift, she doesn't have to accept it. Then maybe it doesn't work at all. Maskefor of Simi Bar Ashi, what are you talking about? Vashlichas le Kabbalah, but a woman can make a shliach to go accept the get. The midaita isya bakar chalesa. But you can't against her will. She's going to make a shliach. There's no such thing. And the Kahavi Shleich LeKabbalah. But there's such a thing as a Shleich LeKabbalah. She says, I don't want to see my husband anymore. I had enough of him. Fine, he's divorcing me. Fine. Do me a favor. Go be my Shleich and go get it. Go get it for me. She can't be forced into doing that. And yet it worked. So I found you a case where there could be a Shleich, where there could be a situation where it would only work by Daita, and yet it works. So Rabbi Otu Shlichas Miyada is Rabbi? Shlichas doesn't work from Yad. Shlichas is a whole other world. That's Mivishaleach Vishalchas Rabbi. You're right. Shlichas is different. Shlichas has to be on her consent, of course. You can't force her to make a Shliach. Because it has nothing to do with Yad. We're talking about Yad now. Yad only works both ways. So too, Chatzah should only work both ways. Now, so what did he say? Well, don't tell me about Shlichas. Shlichas is different. Shlichas is not learned out of Yad. Here's the hard line. V'iba yitemo, or I have another answer for you. Shlichas l'kabbalah nami ashkechon bal karcha. I also have a situation where Shlichas could be bal karcha. With that, Shekein Av, a father, Mikabel get lebito ketana bal karcha. A father can accept a get on behalf of his ketana daughter against her will. She's 10 years old. The husband says, I don't like her. Mr. Father, here's the get for her. There's no choices. So what is Abaye saying? I found you a case where it could be bal karcha. And if it's bal karcha in one case, it'll work in all cases. Says Tosfos, I found you a case where a chatzah could be bal karcha. You know where? Well, she owned it already. It's her chatzah. She inherited it. He never touched it. He can walk over to that chatzah and deposit a get whether or not it's bal karcha. Yes, if it's a matana at the same moment, then she has a right to refuse. But Tosfos, I found you a case where it's bal karcha. And as we see, if you find me one case where it's bal karcha, it'll always work. You know what the case is? She owned it already. She owned it already, he could just walk over and put it there. Half the Mesechta is like that. He puts it in her chatzar. She owned it already. Tosfos doesn't really answer that question. Tosfos answers, the question he answers is because maybe she could be mafgarit. And if she could be mafgarit, she doesn't own it. And Tosfos, and the last word of Tosfos, the V'boy's name, is v'dochek. What kind of answer is that? Tosfos admits what kind of answer is that? Tosfos really doesn't answer that question. Very good question. The Ritva says that the case where the Baal doesn't explain, I'm not sure I understand this. The case where the Baal gives her the chatzar and the case where she owns the chatzar beforehand are learned out of two different makoros within the framework of Yad. And therefore you can't compare apples and oranges. However, shlichas, all shlichas, whether it's the father, bakarcha, hers, whatever, all learned out of a shilach. I'm not sure I understand that answer. I mean, Tosfos asks the question, gives a very weak answer. He admits it's weak. He says, v'dochek, that's the best I can come up with.
How does the father shliach?
That's just by the Torah says that. Well, we had a shir on that. Like, it's an extension of. So we said it's an extension really of her yad, but it's learned out of a shilach. What? No, the Torah said that. Right, the Torah said that you can give the get to the father till she's an adult. Right, the mechanism is shlichas, but she doesn't do anything. She doesn't have to do anything to get this ball rolling. The husband can just walk over to the father and hand it to him. Okay, next. Al-Ola Shel Zayis. We said if you write it on the leaf, you have to, if the leaf is already detached, it's a good get. That's what we said. But we said if you write on the hand of an Eved, right, so the Gemara says, wait a minute. Bishloma Yad the Eved, I understand why you could write it on the Yad of an Eved, and the Eved itself is the get. Lo Efshar Meliktaya. You can't cut that off. You can't cut off the Eved's hand. Why not? Why can't you cut off the Eved's hand? Oh, look at Rashi, top Rashi. The Shayach b'mitzvos, because an Eved is Shayach in mitzvos. The Eno Rashay l'chabel bo. You can't hurt an Eved. You can't hurt an Eved. You can't do that to an Eved. You can't torture an Eved. You can't torture a woman. You can't do Shayach in mitzvos. Then Rashi says, "V'im chaval bo," and if you do, yotze l'cheirus, he goes out free. Berosha evarim alma ain over shay l'chaval bo. You have no right to do that. Rashi gives two reasons. He says, first of all, mitzvos, and second of all, plus you're going to let him go free. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says, who said that just because he goes free, that means it's usher? Maybe it's mutter, but by the way, he goes free. Who said it's an isser? You're right, he'll go free, fine, 100%. I can still do it.
No, if he goes free, then there's no benos somebody.
What?
Then there's no benos
somebody. No, forget the get now. Oh. Rashi, you can't do this to it. You can't chop off your Eved's hand. Why? Because then he goes free. So, but who said it's usher to chop off his hand? Maybe it's mutter to chop off his hand. And by the way, he goes free. So he has a more fundamental answer than that. He says, why does the Eved go free? The Eved goes free because it's a knas. There's no such thing in the Torah where you could do a mutter act which will result in a knas. There's no such thing. It can't be that it's mutter and then he goes free. It can't be. There's no such thing. I could do something to make pay money. That he says, I don't have to think of a case. I could pay money, not a knas. There's no such thing. But it has to be awesome. Now why does Rashi have to give both reasons? I mean, both reasons for it. So the grid says, because I would have thought it could be that maybe mitzvot only apply to someone else's eved. Who said my eved? He's a Canaan. Yeah, for his eved, you're right. His eved has been such a svara out there. So Rashi gives you both reasons. Anyway, you can't do it. Can't do it. But otherwise, you can't do it.
Same question with the
tattoo. What? We said that yesterday. But we didn't really answer that question. How could you put a tattoo on an eved? He means keisha. Shayach. He's shayach. He's in the world of mitzvot. It's not a goy. He's in the world of mitzvot. Right. It happens to be on in mitzvot ki'isha. But he's in the world of mitzvot. How could you do that to the guy? The guy shayach in mitzvot. And by the way, plus he's going to go free. Right? So Rashi says two things. Okay. But, elakeren shel para l'ktaya. Why can't you cut off the horn? V'les v'le. Give her the horn. Why do you have to give her the whole para? Why do you have to give her the whole para? Just cut off the horn. Give her the horn. But the cat doesn't mind. It's probably, I don't know. I'm not a zoologist. It might not even be, I don't know, is that painful for the cow if you take off the horn? I don't even know. But why can't you do it? Some say, this is Tzar Bal Chaim issues here. Some say. So the Gemara, Amar Kra, no. V'kasa v'nasan. Misha eno mechusar el ksiva unasina. There has to be ksiva and nasina. Yatzazu, this case can't apply because it's mechusar ksiva ketitza v'nasina. It's ksiva. Now I got to go do an act of cutting it off and then I have to give it. So since it's an intermediary, as we say in law, it's a supervening act. Supervening act breaks the ksiva and the nesina, and it's a problem. The pashtas, we'll leave it like that. Okay? That question, can you write it on a notebook and then tear it out, is a similar question that's going to come up tomorrow, which is going to be, can you write it on a leaf that's already detached? You have a flower pot. It's already detached. Now you write it on the leaf, and now you rip it off. Is that a problem? That tomorrow the Gemara is going to ask that question, which is basically what you're asking, right? Tomorrow the Gemara is going to ask that question, so you have to wait till tomorrow. And it's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava, basically. So, fine. Next, Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer. Rabbi Yosef Glili said, "No, you cannot write a get on live people or things attached to the ground. Why not?" My time with Rabbi Yosef Glili, why not? The Tanya, Sefer, it says in the Torah, Sefer. Ein li ela Sefer. The Sefer means a book. Menai and Larabas kol davar. How do I know anything? I can write on anything. I can write on a board, a tablet, a blackboard. How do I know? Talmud lomar v'kasav la, mikol makom, no matter what. Im kain, if it could be no matter what. Mal Talmud lomar Sefer. So why did it say Sefer? If you can write anything, why did it say Sefer? So ma Sefer, davish eno bo ruach chayim ve'eno ochel. Just like a Sefer is not alive and it's not food. So you can't write on these things. That's to be dumi to safer. Now, the Rabbanon who said you can write on a live person or animal, what does he do with safer? Iksiv ba safer. Had it said ba safer, then kitzakam arta. Then you'd be right. Hashad iksiv safer. Why is it safer? Safer is l'sfiras dvarim hu da'asa. It's to recount the story of the divorce. As we said, loan documents are written differently. Loan document says, Reuven lends Shimon $100. A get doesn't say that. A get says, I am divorcing you. It's more personal document. Telling over the story of the divorce. That's what it means by Sefer. It's like a story. Sefer is a book. V'Rabbanon, hi v'kasav my avdilei. So according to the Rabbanon, included in the word Sefer is the fact that it has to be a story. Stories have to be written down. No such thing as an oral story. I mean, there are oral things, but not stories. Has to be written down. So then why does the Torah have to go out of its way to say v'kasav? It's obvious. So the Gemara says, you're right. Mibaylel d'ksiva miskareshes v'enem miskareshes p'keseth. Only writing will, only a get will divorce and not kesef. Kesef. So I would think Akish, Mitzia Lahavaya will make a hekesh between marriage and divorce. Mahavaya bekesef. You can acquire a woman bekesef. Ah, Fitzias Nami bekesef. So I can let her go with kesef. Lady, here's a check. Here's $100. That's it. You divorced. I can marry her that way. Maybe I can divorce her that way. Kamash Milan. No. The Idach. And how does Rabbi Yossi know you can't divorce a woman with kesef? Nafkale mi sefer krisos. Sefer karsa, the end of achar karsa. Only a sefer works. The idach. And what does the Rabbanan do with, how do they know that? Mi baile, davar hakores beino lebeino. It has to be something which finalizes the issue. Kidatanya. For example, we learned in a braisa. Hareze gitech. If someone says, here's your get, almanas shelo tishti yayin, you can never drink wine the rest of your life. And what happens if she does drink wine? Then she's not divorced? So when she's 30 years old, he gives her a divorce with a condition. He can never drink wine. And when she's 70, she drinks wine. So now retroactively, she's still married? Can't have a world like that. Or, al manas shlo teilchi lebeis avicha. Or you can never visit your father. You can never go to your father's house. La'olam, forever. Ain't that krisis? That's not a krisis. Ad until, but ad shloshim yom. You can't go for 30 days. That's hareza krisis. That would work. Right? The Idach, how does Rabbi Yossi know that? Mikares tikares. Right? It says right from the extra letters, the Idach kares, I'm sorry, kares krisis. The Idach kares krisis, lo darshi, doesn't darshi that. So we're done. So Tosfos asks, but wait a minute, once the father dies, can't she go to the Beis Avicha now? He's not there anymore. It's not Beis Avicha. It's the Beis of her family. So it's not forever. So or what if he sells it? What if the father sells the house? So Tosfos says, if the father dies, then it's still called Beis Avicha. Why? This is her house, the family's house. Beis Avicha doesn't mean the father, the man. It means the family. Right? Also, that's but about what about if the father sells it? Tosfos doesn't answer that question. He leaves it Pitzarachian. So I believe it's the Mishnah Lamelech answers because he can always rebuy it. So the potential for that being the Beis Avicha is always going to be there. And the Shach says, you don't have to come on to all this. It means wherever the father's going to be. It doesn't mean that house, only that one. No, wherever the father is. So that's forever. So that's not a crisis. Says the Mishnah, Ein kosvin b'mechuba l'karka. You cannot write a get on something attached to the ground. Why not? So Rashi says, because of the kasa v'nasan problem. Right? The Rashba says, it's Seth, you like this one. The Rashba says, it's a Venusan problem. How's he giving it? How's he giving it to her? How's he giving her a piece of land? He's going to write it on a tree? How's he giving her that tree? So you see that there's a more specific...
That doesn't mean you have a force.
That's why he couldn't...
Write it on a horn and then take the horn off.
Right. Same idea. No, we said about the Evan being tied up and being Chayinah says that one. There is an Indian of Nesina. So, kasva b'mechubor, if you write it on mechubor, talsho, then you ripped it off, then v'chasmu, then you sign it, v'nasnu law, and then you give it, kasher, it's kasher. Rabbi Yehuda, posel, achete, ksivaso, v'chasimaso, betalosh. It always has to be detached. Rabbi Yehuda, remember, say, well, Omar, ain't kosvin, you can't write it, lo al ha-niyar ha-mochek, not on erasable paper that is able to erase things, v'lo al ha-diftara, diftara is a certain kind of cloth. Like we're going to see tomorrow, there's like three different cloths till you get the cloth, different stages of the process. So diftara also, you could erase it and you could write in whatever you want. It's able to be forged. The chachamim say it's not a problem. Now, wait a minute. So the Mishnah starts off by saying, "Ein kosvim b'mechubor l'karka." You're not allowed to write on mechubor. What are the next two words of the Mishnah? Kosvo b'mechubor. Didn't we just say you can't do that? So the Gemara says, "Kosvo al mechubor." You wrote it on mechubor, v'amarta reisha, ain't kosvin. You're not allowed to do that. So now we're going to get back to the machlokas of Rav Meir and Rabbi Eliezer about 80 Mithira Karsi and 80 Chasima Karsi. Here we go. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. No. You know what the Mishnah means? Fahush Shire Makam HaToreth. You left out all the essentials. The boilerplate language, the standard things, that you can write while it's attached. Then you detach it. Now, okay, what's your name? What's her name? The city, the Zman, all the essentials. Then, V'chein Amar Bolazar, the Amora, Amar of Oshia, V'hushashaya Mokam HaTorif, V'chein Amar Abba Baruchana, Abba Yochana, V'hushashaya Mokam HaTorif. The Rebbe Eliezer, it's Rebbe Eliezer, the Amar who said, Eidei Mesira Karsi. It's the Mesira that's affecting the get, not the signatures. So you can write whatever you want while it's attached. I don't care. You can't write the essentials while it's attached, because then you're going to be writing essentials. It's for kasav. Now I got to rip it off, and then the nasan. So there's an intermediary act. The hachikamah. Here's how we read it. En kosvin tofes. Don't write anything while it's attached. The best idea is don't even write the non-essentials. Tofes is the non-essentials. Why? Shema yichtav toreif. Because maybe while you're so busy over there by the leaf, you'll come to write the whole thing. But kasvo l'tofes. What if you did that? What if you wrote the non-essentials anyway? Then you remembered v'tolsho, you cut it off. Kasvo l'toreif. You then wrote the essentials v'nasnu la, and you gave it kosher. It's fine. Why? Because all I care about is the giving, and I have ksiva and asina together. What about what I wrote while I was still attached? That's not essential. However, Rish Lakish Amar, no. Chasmo Shaninu. We're talking about the Chasima. Vira Meir he, and it's Rav Meir. The Amar who said, Eidei Chasima Karsi. Eidei Chasima is what makes the day. V'hachik Amar. Here's how we read the Mishnah. En Kosvin Toreith. Don't write anything. Don't even write the Toreith. Why? Gzeira Shema Yachdom. Because maybe you'll sign it while it's still attached. But Kosvo the Toreith. What if you even wrote the Toreith? And Talsho. You then detached it. Then chasmo, then you signed it, then v'nas nula, and then you gave it, kosher. That's going to be kosher. Why? Because eidei chasima karsi, the ksiva, according to, we said this already, the ksiva according to Rav Meir means the chasima. How could that be? How could the ksiva mean the chasima? So we asked that question, like a daf gimel. And we said he has a pasuk in Yirmiyah, right? We said that already, that the ksiva means the chasima. What's the ksiva? The ksiva is just a heksha. You have to write something, you have to write it. But is that what makes it get? No. What makes it get is the chasima. So you can write it even if it's attached. Even the essentials. Then cut it off. Then sign it. Then give it. I have ksiva and nasina together. Before she answered that question. Because the Torah still says v'kasav. You have to still do a ma'aseh ksiva. So if we're doing a ma'aseh ksiva, we don't care about the signature. It's irrelevant. They don't even have to be signed. We said, Rabbi Eliezer said, they should be signed. Maybe me to be taken to Olam, other reasons. Doesn't it do the get? So, but it has to be ksiva. The Torah says, v'kasav v'nasan. You can't type it on the computer. It has to be v'kasav v'nasan. So what's the ksiva? The ksiva must be only the essentials. So that has to be detached. That has to be detached. Not because of Eidei Mesira reasons. It still says, v'kasav v'nasan, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Right. According to the ksiva, how could that be? So we said, he has a pasuk in Yirmiyah to base that on. That the word ksiva could also mean chasima. You still need ksiva because otherwise it's not a get. It has to say something. So it's like a heksher. I have to have something written there. Okay? We'll stop here, and tomorrow we get to tomorrow's whole daf is about flower pots. I'm an aleph anyway. And everybody have a very good day. And a good Shabbos. And a good Chodesh.